Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Well, as we speak, the U.S. Senate is considering an amendment to health care reform legislation that would forbid federal funding of abortions. Joining us to discuss the Nelson Hatch Amendment that the Senate is actually debating and ready to vote on as we speak, Doug Johnson, Legislative Director for National Right to Life. Welcome.
It's good to be with you.
How does this amendment currently stand? What does it look like its prospects are for inclusion in the Senate health care reform bill?
Well, we have a tough fight in the Senate. We're up against the Senate Democratic leadership led by Harry Reid, who has put us in a very bad procedural situation on this issue, and we're up against the Obama White House. So it's likely that the pro-life side will lose this first vote. But there are more hurdles to come for the White House and for the Democratic leadership. They ultimately have to get 60 votes in the Senate to pass this bill, and it should be evident to everybody at this point that this is a bill that would create two big new federal programs that will subsidize abortion on demand. If they refuse to fix it, then we are going to do everything that we can to convince senators not to vote to send this bill out of the Senate. And there's also a group in the House who say they will not vote for final approval on this bill if it's not fixed on abortion.
So what would the Nelson Hatch Amendment do?
Well, the bill itself that Senator Reid has introduced would create a big new federal government insurance program, the so-called public option, and it explicitly authorizes that program to pay for abortion on demand. Now, that would be direct government funding of abortion. They're trying to pretend it's not by giving a technical name to the money, but it doesn't really matter what they call the money. It's the government paying for abortions under this bill. The Nelson Hatch Amendment would say that this government plan can't pay for abortions, except in cases of life of the mother, rape, and incest. So it would just continue the policy that's already been in place for decades with respect to the existing federal health programs like Medicaid. Those programs don't pay for abortions. We don't think these new programs should either. And the bill also creates a second program under which tens of millions of Americans would receive federal taxpayer subsidies to buy private health insurance. We're not for or against that, but we say if they do it, they should not spend those monies on private plans that cover abortion on demand. The bill says they can, and under the amendment that we support, the Nelson Hatch Amendment, that would not be allowed. So under the amendment, there would be no federal subsidies for abortion except in the rare cases of life of the mother, rape, and incest.
Do you expect pro-life Democrat Senator Ben Nelson to continue his pledge not to vote for health care reform unless this legislation excludes federal funding for abortions?
Well, Senator Nelson has made some strong public statements in that regard that he doesn't see how he can vote for the bill if it does not have this strong language in it to prevent these new programs from covering abortion. There are a couple other senators whose votes are not determined yet, who are Republicans, who are not pro-life. So we are by no means out of the woods. We are by no means complacent. Even Senator Nelson's strong pro-life stance is not necessarily enough by itself to keep this bill from coming out of the Senate with all of its dangerous provisions. So we need every senator to be hearing from constituents in the days just ahead a strong message of opposition to this legislation.
How much pressure is Senator Nelson under from his own party and perhaps even his president?
Well, certainly the president has declared that this health care legislation is his top priority. The president and his staff and his appointees have been working strongly against the pro-life side. They have opposed us in the House. We were successful, as you know, on November 7th. National Right to Life, in concert with other groups, were successful in getting the House to adopt the pro-life amendment, the Stupak amendment. The president has expressed his opposition to that, and he and his appointees have been working against that amendment, the pro-life amendment, in the Senate. And certainly they are conveying that to individual senators. Senator Nelson of Nebraska seems rather immune to those sorts of pressures, but there are some other members of the House and Senate who would like to accommodate the president, and yet they recognize as well that public opinion is strongly against government funding of abortion on demand. So it's just very important that those lawmakers be hearing from their constituents to help them resist these pressures from their own leadership on the Democratic side and from the White House.
So how important are pro-life Democrats right now?
Well, pro-life Democrats are going to decide how this comes out, because the Republicans are united in opposition to the health care legislation for a variety of reasons. So far, even the pro-abortion Republicans are opposed to it because of other components that they don't like. But the Democrats hold six to four majorities in both houses of Congress. The Democrats hold 60% of the seats in the House and 60% in the Senate. So we have to have a substantial number of Democrats in at least one House in the end to prevent the bill from going to the president, or at least to prevent it from going to him with these pro-abortion provisions in them. And there is a group in the House led by Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan that's taken a very strong position on this, and that's why we got the good amendment in the House bill. But, of course, in the end, the House has to vote again on this, and those pro-life Democrats are going to be under enormous pressure from the White House, from their leadership, from the media. It's important that they receive encouragement from constituents who agree that Congress ought not to be creating big new federal health programs that will pay for abortion on demand.
When should we expect a vote on the Nelson Hatch Amendment?
We expect a vote on the Nelson Hatch Amendment sometime today, although the exact timing remains undetermined. It's at the discretion of the Democratic leader.
If the Nelson Hatch Amendment fails in the Senate, what should our listeners do next?
I think at that point there's two things that are critical. One, to convey to every senator opposition to the bill itself, to the Reid health care bill, because they have failed to remove the pro-abortion components or the other problems with the bill. And secondly, to convey to Democrats in the House of Representatives opposition. Again, I'm focusing here on the Democrats because the Republicans are already united in opposition to the legislation. It's awfully important that those Democrats in the U.S. House, however they voted the first time around a month ago, it's important that they hear again from their constituents a strong message of opposition to the health care legislation because of these fatal flaws, these highly objectionable provisions, which we have tried to fix, which they apparently are unwilling to fix, and which the president doesn't want fixed.
Doug Johnson is legislative director for National Right to Life. You'll find a link to the National Right to Life Committee under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Doug, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And as we speak, the Senate debate continues. They'll be voting on it shortly, but we'll wait and see what happens. When we come back from this break, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, December the 8th, Bishop Mark Hansen, the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, held a town hall forum on Sunday. He hosted it. He answered a lot of questions about many and various things, but of course, most of the questions had to do with the church's position on homosexuality, the decision in August by that largest Lutheran church body in the U.S. to approve of same-sex marriage and gay clergy. Now, you'll hear a little bit of this audio. We're going to be playing it for you, stopping and starting it. I want your reaction. It's audio open lines in the second hour. The entire second hour is devoted to the town hall forum hosted on Sunday by Mark Hansen, presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We'll give you plenty of time to respond. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Audio open lines in hour two.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.